This episode is brought to you by Nerds Candy. Calling all the gaming, tech-savvy nerds out there, the team carriers and keyboard warriors, the achievement hunters and part-time LARPers, the tech wizards and boss destroyers. When nerds come together, we live louder, leveling up in our own way. So let's raise our nerds in unison. The sweet, tangy, crunchy candy that's perfect for sharing. Nerds, shake things up. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Ruffles, who are famous for two things: the ridges on their chips and the fact that they're the official chip of the WNBA and NBA. Oh, and WNBA champion Asia Wilson's very own flavor. Ruffles Ridge Twist Smoky Barbecue, a light, airy twist on the iconic Ruffles Ridges. Ruffles, own your ridges. Grab your favorite Ruffles flavors in store today.
Today's show is brought to you by Dollar Pono Club. Tired of losing your digital music player on the subway or in a cab? That's where Dollar Pono Club comes in. Neil Young's pioneering flop of a music device is back, and each one only costs $1. Listen to your favorite music in high resolution, and then simply throw the player out. A new Pono is shipped to your house every 5 days. Use offer code ONOFRIENDSPONO to get two Ponos for the price of one. Dollar Pono Club. It looks like a Toblerone, but only costs a buck. Let's start the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, and this is the show in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one by one. Each podcast is a Friends episode, and we're going to take on another episode, so let's go and meet the Friends. All right. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, and we are doing Season 2, Episode 3. This one's called The One Where Heckles Dies. It was written by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Mallins, and was directed by Kevin S. Bright, show co-creator Kevin S. Bright. And this one aired on October 5th of 1995. Now, the plot of the... I should say I'm joined by Pat, Engineer Pat. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. The plot of this episode is that Chandler breaks up with a woman who whose nostrils are too big, and then yet again he finds he keeps breaking up with different people, and is realizing it might be to avoid a real relationship. Mr. Heckles, the downstairs neighbor, complains again about the noise from upstairs, and he says it's disturbing his birds. So he starts banging on the ceiling with a broom, and everyone gets into a little bit of a noise off. They start stomping upstairs, and then suddenly the noise stops, and you find out it's because Mr. Heckles died. And then Mr. Heckles, his lawyer shows up, and he left all of his possessions to Monica and Rachel, the two noisy women upstairs, and it turns out to kind of be his last act of revenge because there's just piles of trash downstairs, no money. Phoebe and Ross get into it because Phoebe says to Ross she doesn't believe in evolution, which bothers Ross so much that he dedicates himself to convincing her of his theory. The theory of evolution. The whole gang is downstairs cleaning out the Mr. Heckles' apartment, And they discover he was kind of a bit of a different guy than maybe they thought. And Chandler, it brings up in him, he's worried about how much he has in common with Mr. Heckles. He's worried that's his future. If he doesn't get his head straight, he's going to end up like Mr. Heckles. And he's determined not to die alone. So he calls Janice and is going to hopefully resume his relationship with her. She shows up and she is pregnant when she shows up and married. And she just wanted to see Chandler's face when she got to tell him that. And then Rachel takes one of Mr. Heckles' lamps, and Monica doesn't like it because it's a tacky, weird lamp. And they fight over whose apartment it is, because Rachel's just kind of feeling like you don't think it's my apartment also. And she doesn't have her own things in there to be her own style. And they fight over that. And then Chandler kind of, the act of realizing that he doesn't want to be alone, the three women on the show convince him that that's the first step already in him not being like Mr. Heckles, is that he realizes he doesn't want to be like Mr. Heckles. So, yeah, this was a great episode. I thought a very good episode, I would say. Once again, Chandler has some good stuff in it. He realizes he's shallow and does not like it and is working to not be that guy, and seeing him have those fears and process those fears is good stuff. Seeing Rachel and Monica kind of fight over the lamp is funny, and Monica breaks the lamp by accident and Rachel doesn't believe her. And I will say that the Phoebe Ross stuff of arguing about evolution, it shows that Phoebe's actually smart, because she's beating Ross at his own game.
Absolutely.
And kind of, right? And she's kind of saying,
absolutely,
she's making Ross prove his points. And then when he starts vacillating a little bit, then she nails him on that. It's for a character that so many people have said is dumb on the show, she is definitely not dumb. And it's nice to see her. She's just coming at things from a different angle, I would say.
She's almost calling his bluff.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. She's
even though he's he's not quite bluffing, but in a way he is, because it's an overzealous, pompous routine.
Yeah.
That maybe the audience is sick of, too.
It could very well be sick of hearing it from Ross, and Phoebe is kind of giving the audience a voice to counter Ross's pompous ways. Let me just say that today's episode is brought to you by Dollar Pono Club today. Neil Young is a legend who has changed the game time and time again. Undeniable. But while he's had plenty of hits, he's also had his share of misses. And the Pono is maybe his biggest flop ever. A pricey digital music player that nobody wanted or bought. But now you can get a Pono sent to your house and loaded up with your favorite Neil Young tunes for only a dollar. Subscribe to Dollar Pono Club and you'll receive a Pono in the mail every 5 days. And stop payment at any point, you'll continue to receive the Ponos on your doorstep, 6 a month, every month, until Neil runs out of them. Seriously, he's got a lot of Ponos, and they're taking up room. He had to disassemble a couple train tracks to make room for all the Ponos that got returned. So use offer code ONOFRIENDSPONO to get a second Pono included in every order for free. They look like Toblerone, but they rock like nobody's business. They're the Pono, and Dollar Pono Club is where you go to get your Pono. Neil needs the room. Dollar Pono Club. Back to the episode. Janice is in it, one of my favorite characters.
Sure.
seeing her. I'm never nuts about how condescending they can be toward her.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. First of all, she's a beautiful woman.
Exactly.
Second of all, I mean, sure, maybe the voice is annoying, but I don't think so. I mean, for a show that's set in New York, you rarely hear somebody with a true New York accent, you know, that they're dealing with.
And, yeah.
I appreciated that.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Pat. And, yeah, that's all.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos.
Does that. Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Apple Card is the perfect credit card for every purchase. It has cashback rewards unlike others. You earn unlimited daily cashback on every purchase, receive it daily, and can grow it at 4.15% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone and start earning and growing your daily cash with savings today. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings is available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility requirements. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Very true.
Can I say that Larry Hankin also, a brilliant character actor.
Yes.
Hollywood character actor, kind of legend in his own regard. Mm-hmm. A shame that he dies in this, you know, not lending himself to the rest of the season when he could have, I think, been a great character actor in the show, you know?
Yes, he could have been a great, great foil for Monica and Rachel over time. And because four of the six friends live in the building.
That's right.
So that's 2/3 of the friends he could have interacted with on a regular basis. And people know him, Mr. Heckles, from, I'd say a lot of people know him from Seinfeld.
Sure, and I got to say that, you know, the nostril thing on Chandler's angle in this episode, you know, in my mouth is a little too Seinfeld. I mean, they're on the same night. This was must-see TV, mm-hmm. 1990s, Thursday night. Where are you at 8 o'clock? You're watching Friends. Where are you at 8:30? You're watching whatever show they put on in between mm-hmm. that and Seinfeld. Yeah. So you had this dynamic between the shows that was never really talked about but was
sure.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little too no pun intended, but on the nose, because, you know, it just seems like something.
I'm going to get to these.
Oh, I'm
things
sorry.
Here.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a This Day in History for October 5th?
Oh, sure. I would love to do that. So, on this day in history, I actually have. Excuse me. Yes, this is the day. This is a big day for me. Jacob Tremblay was 11 years away from being born on this day.
Jacob Tremblay. Who people know from Room, not The Room, and Wonder and all these parts. So
yes.
he was born 11 years to the day after
to
this
the
episode.
Day.
Okay, well
yeah.
that's a biggie,
just for me as a fan.
It's an odd angle for a day in history because it's like an 11 year countdown.
Yeah,
but interesting, very interesting.
I say Tremblay.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
different pronunciation.
That's fine. All right, let's go to the segments here.
All right.
Friends fun fact. Oh, no, we'll do friends first.
Friends first.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to call you right back. I'm recording that thing.
You didn't edit.
It's a friends first.
What it is I
said. Friends first.
I think I sent you the old one. I did
okay.
edit it. I did
right.
do the work. I
okay.
sent you the old one. So
all right.
That's on, that one's on
okay.
me.
Okay. Friends first. This is the first time a recurring character on the show dies. With Mr. Heckles.
Mr. Heckles. And that yeah. name, a little too on the nose for, yeah. You know, a comedy show to
yeah.
call the guy, you know. Nobody really pointed mm-hmm. that out, though.
Yeah, a little, it's a great point.
Yeah.
All right, friends, fun fact.
Is that recording?
Okay,
I think so.
Friends facts. Friends facts. Friends facts.
Okay. Again, you.
I think I sent the whole file.
Yes.
I think I sent the same old file.
It was
the
a folder with files in it.
It's a zip. Yeah. Sure. So that was done in error. That's
right.
On me. I'm just.
When Ross explains to Phoebe about evolution, he uses a toy giraffe to demonstrate opposable thumbs. David Schwimmer would later go on to play Melman the giraffe in the animated comedy movie Madagascar in 2005. Interesting one. Line of the episode.
It's the line. Nope. It's the line of the episode. It's the line of the episode.
And that's the... Okay. Again, we know the terms of that. Again, I'll say it. The previous sounds were deleted from the hard drive. Maybe we don't even want to hear the voice of the guy who, again, shall... What was Jason? Was his name. The previous engineer on the show. He went into my computer, into your computer. Once he got canned from the show, and I guess I can say it at this point, he was fired. Once he was canned, he decided to enact revenge on the show by, again, which I think when, is that hacking? Is that qualify as hacking?
I think by definition it's hacking.
Okay. Yeah. So he hacked both of our computers.
Mm-hmm.
And, the line of the episode, Rachel says, "Hey, Chandler, Monica just broke my seashell lamp." Chandler says, "Neat. I'm going to die alone." Rachel, "Oh, okay. You win." Monica, "Chandler, you're not going to die alone." Chandler, "Janice was my safety net. Okay. And now I have to get a snake." Phoebe says, "Why's that?" Chandler says, "If I'm going to be an old, lonely man, I'm going to need a thing, you know, a hook. Like that guy on the subway who eats his own face. So I figure I'll be crazy man with a snake. You know, crazy snake man. And I'll get more snakes. Call my babies. Kids won't walk past my place. They will run. Run away from crazy snake man," they'll shout. That's the one. And, rank the episode. I'm saying this is a very good episode. Season's off to a great start. Once again, they are 3 for 3. 8 out of 10, friends. Did you have a ranking for the...
Yeah, I'll give it an 8 as well.
Okay.
I'm not going to do this for every single one. This is totally your segment, not mine. But to do a line of the episode, I kind of like the sympathy ending where Chandler, you know, he takes a minute, he looks at the empty room, and he says, "Goodbye, Mr. Heckles. We'll try to keep it down." And then the door closes. You know, I mean, comparing it to Seinfeld earlier, and not to keep doing that either, but I just think, you know, Larry David was a little hard on the audience and the whole no learning thing, and it was very much like, you know, why, again, we're talking about Friends here, but I like a little slow curtain, a little heart there, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice that they're not afraid of that.
Yeah.
So let's go to rate the Friends here and
rate the Friends. Rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now. Rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now, rate the Friends now. Oh my God.
Okay. Sounds like you're saying Rafe LaFriends, who was an NBA prospect who did not pan out. But you're not. You're saying rate the Friends, and I will now rate the Friends in the episode. Phoebe, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, in the basement, Ross, everyone. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends the Friends. And, but what are you trying to say?
Oh, woo.
What's that?
I like to end it doing like woo.
Oh, yeah. So you were trying to, well, hold on. You were trying to say you wanted to end it with a woo?
Yeah, I just okay. Well, I just like doing when you're okay. Fading the music down. It's
like
of,
I thought you were trying to say something to me.
Oh no.
Okay. All right. Hey everyone, welcome. Not well. Well, that ends another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another episode, and it'll be, yeah. Thanks for listening. Meet My Friends, the Friends, and we'll say goodbye.
Woo.
The woo, yeah.